This next story is for those of us who prefer coffee to Gatorade. On Wednesdays, we talk about the workplace, and today, a look at the job that keeps your coffee tasting the same each morning. Tracy May Adair is a professional coffee taster, although she prefers to be called a slurper. NPR's Jenny Gold has this profile.
You probably don't hear those sounds in the office, but Tracy May Adair makes those slurps every time she goes to work in the Cincinnati Tasting Lab. She holds the grand title of Master Coffee Cupper at Folgers Coffee. Her job is to make sure that every cup of Folgers tastes exactly the same. That's a big responsibility. Americans drink 85 million cups of Folgers a day.
This has still got some of the sort of syrupy, caramely notes that I would expect, but it's just overall less intense right. and weaker.
Adair couldn't possibly taste every shipment of coffee herself, so she has help.
Arabica, I think it's an excellent coffee. It has a lot of acidity, a lot of high grown, good body.
It's a little bit grassy still, but I think it's okay.
Adair has carefully trained her team of 9 tasters, including Jim Fellner. They taste and experience coffee exactly the same way she does. Sort of like tasting clones. They each sample up to 400 cups a day. The process of prepping the beans for sampling has to be almost perfect. That way, the only thing that changes are the beans themselves. Each sample is carefully weighed, the beans sized, roasted, ground, and brewed. Then the tasters dip their spoons into the coffee samples and slurp.
Someone here described slurping as the same as the act of sucking one strand of spaghetti into your mouth. If you ever did that as a kid, then you know what slurping is.
They spit the mouthful into a styrofoam cup. They don't want to get too much of a buzz.
Most of your sense of taste is your sense of smell anyways, so all you're really doing when you're tasting is smelling inside from the inside of your nose.
All of the tasters have their own distinct slurps.
My slurp is usually described as a very high-pitched Brazilian-style slurp, which is something that it is true that I hear much more of the high-pitched, louder slurping when I'm in Brazil.
Right. Mine definitely has less of that high tone than Tracy May's does. I'm a medium-tone slurper, I think.
And short, you have a short slurp. Some people have a really long, drawn-out slurp, but yours is a little shorter.
Slurp envy.
Slurp envy.
Adair's Brazilian slurp is clearly the loudest.
Well, when I was trained, I was told if I couldn't be heard down the hall and around the corner, I wasn't doing it right.
I didn't have time to be formally trained, but I decided to give tasting a shot.
Mm-mm. Do you taste the difference? Mm-hmm. That would be what we were calling burlap. Mm.
That's the baggy flavor.
Mm, yuck.
We would say
right.
this isn't
Which is why we don't
want.
Like this.
Right, that one's not so good.
That's exactly. not so good. No.
But I don't have a vocabulary to describe it. I would never have said burlap.
But you would if you've cupped it 3 or 4 or 5 times.
But the next time you taste that, if you ever did, you would know, say, okay, we'll call that baggy or burlap.
Mm.
Right. It's the same as learning a color.
I failed my first time. But Adair and her team have years of experience, millions of cups of coffee, and enough caffeine to last a lifetime.
Pretty much what your mother tells you not to do at the dinner table. Don't slurp. Don't spit. Don't drool. Sometimes we dribble a little. It can be messy. It's not very ladylike. That is true.
And she makes no apologies about that. Jenny Gold, NPR News.
And if you want to taste your coffee the way the masters do, get a quick course at npr.org.